This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Support for all kinds of different ideas. That's what you find on the Daily DJV program. So here we are, all together in order. Jennifer Horn, I don't know what order. Victoria Keene, I suppose, length of time having been here. Victoria, you've been here. Actually, Carrie, you've been along longer than Victoria, right? When did you start?
Almost four years ago.
4 years ago. And so Victoria's been here almost 3.
Time flies.
Wow.
When you're having fun, Kara, right?
You feel I'm almost at 2.5.
That's how that works.
Are you?
All right, so then it should be Jenna, in order of service, it should be Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and Victoria Keelan.
I think you recruited Jen from her kindergarten class, right?
Yes.
Thank you, Victoria. That's right. Here, little girl.
I'm 12 now, but I've been here a long time.
A piece of candy. All right, so Jennifer, then you have the honors of kicking off this hour with a big blockbusting.
And
you work for
candy.
Right, and gum.
Send it my way. I love it. All right, so, wow, lots of news in this Trump-Russia investigation. There has been a new reveal that is trending this week that Peter Strzok, remember that FBI agent who was sending those text messages to his girlfriend Lisa Page? Well, new documents that have been turned over to Congress have now raised grave concerns about what was this, it seems to be at least, systemic culture of media leaking among the highest level FBI and Justice Department officials. What was happening is that, according to these text messages anyway, the FBI, these guys there, the agents, would leak stories to the news media. The news media would print the stories because they were coming from sources within the FBI. And then the FBI and the Department of Justice would use the stories that were planted in the media to launch investigations or to continue investigations into all sorts of things, not just President Trump. This should be disturbing to everybody. This is a letter that was brought forth by Representative Mark Meadows. He's a Republican out of North Carolina, and he points in particular to two text message exchanges in April 2017 between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, where they discussed back and forth the media leak strategy. That's what they were calling it. He said, I had literally just gone to find this phone to tell you I want to talk to you about the media leak strategy with the DOJ before you go. And then he goes into detail a assessment of what she did as far as the leaks once she did it. She said 2 days later, Peter Strzok wrote in another text message, well done, Paige, and told her that two negative articles about President Trump would soon come out. So kind of interesting. If this is true, take Trump out of it, take Obama out of it. If this is the type of stuff that is going on at the Department of Justice and the FBI, it is really, really important for us as a republic, as a democracy, to know this, because once people start losing faith in law enforcement, which is already happening locally in law enforcement agencies around the country, you have a really big problem. And if people think there's one set of rules for one race or one political class or another, that's really dangerous stuff. And I think what our inclination is to kind of poo-poo this because either it doesn't fit what we want to talk about politically or, but when we take the politics out, this is really huge stuff that could be the biggest scandal in our time. And these types of things have to be fixed. Otherwise, I don't, not to be like a weirdo fearmonger, but how do you keep a country running when you have this type of stuff going on? It's just, it's hard to imagine that.
It's been going on since time began, it would seem, this sort of thing. People are corrupt. They get corrupted by any number of things. And so it goes on, and it has a lot of different faces to it, Jennifer. I think the outrage this week, from my point of view, and it's not—I don't feign outrage unless you can hear it in my voice. I do. My tone will change.
Give me a "How dare you?" Go.
Yes. How dare you? Right. But then you look at these racially charged cartoons that appeared in an Australian newspaper, And not only did they take a shot at Serena, but also the Japanese lady, what is her name, Naomi Osaka. Like the world, from this Aussie's point of view, needs to be pure white. And you hear that. I went to see the movie last night, the final Operation Finale or whatever it was about the capturing of Adolf Eichmann. It was fascinating to know what it was based on, true accounts of how he was actually captured. And what went on and what you learn about him and what you learn about what was done, yeah, certainly there's a Hollywood treatment to it, but still there's enough truth to it that you wonder how these people gained such significant, huge support for reasons that are based entirely on their own egos or insecurities. And so that's what this stuff, that's where it comes from. Why would you think you were any better if you were white than somebody who's black, other than someone telling you? Where do you get that? Where do you come up with those values? Maybe not just that value, but any value. Where do we come up with our value and our judgments? And it's like anything else. It's in our environment. It's in the families or whatever things you're exposed to as you grow up. That's where prejudice comes from. So, but really and truly, other than people looking different, what's the difference between someone? I mean, I hear people making fun of, you know, the cheekbones of a black person. They look like this and that and the other thing. But I find jealousy is usually the reason for that. The people are jealous, but they go about it in such a clumsy way.
It's insecurity or ignorance. It's, you know, it's fear mongering. Oh, they. And when anytime you keep hearing someone say they, right, they are doing this and they want to take your jobs and they want to, you know, harm your family and they want to do, and it's all the they grows into this image of whatever your fear is. It takes the shape of whatever your own fear and insecurity is. And I think that's a huge problem. And we're seeing that a lot right now in our own country. And it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying that we're terrifying. Going back that. Yeah. I'm terrified for the future of our country that we are backtracking so quickly and in such a violent way. And it's very disturbing.
I think the cause of the backtrack is people's embrace of socialism. Socialism, and I don't think they realize it, but socialism and the farther we move towards it is an completely flawed and racist system. That is the epitome of giving one group of something over another group. And I think that's what scares me most about young people, is that they think that the answer to a lot is socialism. And if anything, if you're worried about racism now, boy oh boy, under even a system like that, it's not going to work. Capitalism, the one thing that's wonderful about capitalism is that racism doesn't exist as far as opportunities go. People of all
have an opportunity.
They all have opportunity.
Right,
well, in theory, yes. In theory, we live in a capitalist society. That's not always true.
And everybody has something to strive for. There's always hope. There's always a hand up if you choose to take it. Those are things that are really, really important, I think, not only to our psyche, but to keep things, even though we have flaws, keeping us still one of the better countries on the planet in terms of race.
I'm sitting here in my studio practicing Leonard Nimoy's Two Fingers Together as I was thinking about how we all could,
the Vulcan
if
salute.
Applying ourselves, yeah, live long and prosper. Look at the attention paid appropriately to John Legend, who won, now he's the first black man, and people underscore that at 39, to win all of the major awards, the Emmys, the Grammys, the Oscars, the Tonys. Here's a guy, I didn't pay any attention to this guy until, maybe you heard me start talking about him, praising him about a year or so ago, was it? Maybe a year and a half. I don't even remember what brought me around to seeing what I'm accomplished. Was it La La Land?
I guess it was. I don't think you had heard of him before you saw La La Land.
Yeah, I hadn't really much, no. And then I saw some people taking shots at him. And, you know, I said it in my, under my breath, stick it up, you know, the hot poker. Visualization. I don't get it. But I don't want to go down the same road that some of them do. So Anyway, but it's good that you brought that up to our attention, Jennifer. Thank you. Here's something else that you ought to know. That's because the highest calling of this program is to bring you things that either you don't know or you haven't thought about. Even if it's about, if we're talking about things that are universal, that people, oh yeah, I know something about that or something, but then do you know, for example, that the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, as irrelevant as many of you think it is, it does have an online presence, they've added 800 new words to their database. And along with the new words come new meanings. Here's one of them. Emotional people get hangry when they are angry and hungry. So the new word, this is a legitimate word according to Merriam-Webster, is hangry. And let's see here. There's meals are noodles made from zucchini or zoodles.
Oh, yeah. Zoodles are great.
Are they?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're the ones you cut it up like spaghetti.
Yeah, and spirals. You can get them in the store now, and they make they make ones with carrots. They make them with
yeah, they do. I saw. I was at Wegmans yesterday. Yeah, yeah, they were all.
Yeah, they
call them zoodles,
at Wegmans.
Huh?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, they're all over the place. That's right. Let's see here. What else do we have that's new? Watch a show. It leads to being the show is bingeable, episode after episode. I'm doing that a little bit with Jack Ryan. I've done it before. I started watching 24 that way over in England one night at Uri Geller's house.
Are these new words now? Because I feel like binge and hangry have been around for years.
They're new words that are in the dictionary.
I know. I'm just surprised that it's taken so long to
add them. Hangry went into the dictionary. I feel like we talked about
hangry. I thought so, too.
I feel like we had to tell you what it was, Doug.
Maybe a different one, because this is Merriam-Webster.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe it went into dictionary.com or something like that.
More new words coming up here on the DJV Show, 18 past the hour.
Beauty's biggest event is here. Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, with new beauty deals every single day for 21 days. That's 50% off our most loved brands like Tarte and Anastasia. So come in today and tomorrow. And let's be real, with deals like these, you'll want to stop in every day. So hurry in, they go fast. 21 Days of Beauty ends September 22nd. Only at Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-To's.
Lightning can spark a fire in seconds. So today, I'll show you how to protect your belongings by covering them in a fireproof blanket fort. All you need is a hammer, nails, and 700 fireproof blankets. Upon completion, you'll notice your apartment isn't just fireproof, it's also extremely cozy.
You could try to protect your valuables with a fireproof blanket fort, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
And change past the hour. This is becoming a very familiar tune once again across America, and it's because it comes from the biopic of Freddie Mercury, Bohemian Rhapsody is the name of the movie. It's going to premiere at Wembley, interestingly enough, London's big arena, which is adjacent to the original Wembley Stadium where Queen performed the Live Aid show back in 1985. How many people have seen video or remember that?
Oh, that's iconic. Yep.
Yep. The opening night for this announced in a statement from the band saying the world premiere for feature film Bohemian Rhapsody will be held at the SSE Arena in Wembley in London on the 23rd of October. Guests and fans will be welcome to the venue to celebrate this highly anticipated release of Bohemian Rhapsody, walking the red carpet. They'll be able to go with the film stars like Rami Malek and Mike Myers. Also joining the cast on the red carpet will be Queen members Brian May and Roger Taylor. The premiere is going to benefit the Mercury Phoenix Trust, which is an organization founded in Freddie's name, which supports the HIV/AIDS initiative all around the world. Queen announced last week on what would have been Freddie's 72nd birthday that the Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack is going to be released on October 19th. Features some previously unreleased material. Audio tracks from Queen's performance at Live Aid will be released for the first time ever as part of this soundtrack, along with some other rare live tracks apparently from across their career, new versions of their classic songs and unreleased studio recordings, that kind of stuff. Produced by Brian May and Roger Taylor, who are also producers on the movie. The Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack, released October 19th, as a CD, as a cassette, as a double LP, and as a digital album. So the last week of October, a lot of activity surrounding Bohemian Rhapsody, which is a highly anticipated movie. At the movies last night, I saw the preview again, and Rami Malek seems to fit into that groove, man.
Yeah, they're already talking Oscar buzz for him.
I've heard that, yeah. All right, so he's Freddie Mercury's gone, folks. It's Rami we're talking about. Speaking of those who are gone, Don McGuire last surviving member of the Hilltoppers. Passed away at his home in Kentucky at the age of 86. This fellow came from this area of Kentucky, had a short illness. The Hilltoppers rose to fame in the 50s with songs like this. P.S. I Love You. You want to crank this up a little, Kara?
Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't
This makes me laugh. Contrast.
I just couldn't handle it if this was all that was available to me to listen to for music.
Yeah. Just visualize Doug in an old pickup
in
truck,
a Letterman sweater
down the road.
I will play another one of their songs, Carrie. You got trying there, so play that.
I'm trying.
Is this better, Victoria?
No, I'm trying not to fall asleep.
This gets wound up a little.
Just wait for it.
Right. Wait for the hook.
You're still my every thought, dear.
There were a lot of groups like this in the 50s, 40s, and 50s. They had great harmonies. They were all friends, grew up. It's not unlike what happened here. It cranks up a little. Maybe. Further down the road, if you will.
Yeah, I just went through the whole song. This is as upbeat as it
gets. As it gets.
All right, don't make fun of the fella. He's passed away. Anyway, Don McQuire. Yeah, it wasn't really. Jimmy Sacca, Seymour Spiegel, and Billy Vaughn were all members. Billy Vaughn went off on his own later in his career.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm gone from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the solemn anniversary of 9/11. 17 years ago today, terrorists hijacked four U.S. jetliners, crashing them, killing nearly 3,000 people. As America remembers that sad day, it's preparing for an East Coast hurricane of huge proportions. Roy Cooper is the governor of North Carolina, a state the storm is now taking aim at.
Figure out your evacuation route and discuss how you will contact family and friends. Gather up your emergency supplies, food, water, flashlights, extra batteries, medications, and other items that you will need if you have to evacuate quickly. Remember to plan for your pets if you must evacuate.
Hurricane Florence expected to make landfall in the Carolinas on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mondo Bizarro things, and yes, it is the real world, the DJV show with Jennifer, Kara, Victoria, in order of appearance when first started. I don't know that I want to keep that up or not, because, well, we'll see. Let's see how it fits. DJV means Doug, Jen, Victoria, so we have a C there. The C actually gets more attention sometimes than the D or the J or the V. I'll have to take that under advisement, as we have Miss V with the trending story here. Go ahead, Victoria.
Okay. A rural state legislature district in Georgia might be forced to redo a primary election between two Republicans due to errors with its voter database. In May, State Representative Dan Gassaway lost his seat to businessman Chris Irwin by a very slim margin of only 67 votes. But it turns out 70 of the ballots were wrong. So he technically maybe won and just didn't know it. So now they are trying to figure out exactly what happened. It turns out 6,000 votes had been cast. Secretary of State's office, which oversees the state elections, had to certify the results, and it turns out that in most cases, at least with the 67 voters, they were mailed the wrong ballot, and Yeah, they were mailed the wrong ballot for districts that they weren't even allowed to vote in. So
God,
this was
like government and
it was a mess. Was,
oh, I'm a good. I've been in service to our state for 32 years. You bumbling. Booze.
Yeah, so rightfully so, Gassaway filed a lawsuit in June because he wanted a do-over, and we don't even know technically if the election was stolen from him. Maybe he wouldn't win, but now it looks like they're heading towards redoing the entire primary because it was just so close, and now they've admitted that there were a lot of mistakes made with the ballots. So, and this goes also to, you know, there are a lot of people say that they don't want online voting, and I totally get that, and there are a lot of good reasons to not want to do online voting.
Yep.
But then even, we can't even get paper ballots right. So I don't know what the answer is, for the, especially
the
with
is to have
midterms
a complete,
coming up.
To nuke this
Dump
whole
all the
system.
And bring in the new.
And bring in the new. Drain the swamp, literally.
At least with paper, you have evidence that people got the wrong ballots.
Right.
That's a good thing.
Yep. All right, other people in the news. Olivia Newton-John sadly diagnosed with cancer again. This is three times she has breast cancer. She said she was treating the cancer with modern medicines and also natural remedies. She had cancer at the base of her spine, she was told last year. My husband's always there. He's always there to support me. I believe I will win over, and that's my goal, win over the cancer. She'll be 70 in a couple of weeks. She has released a number of songs. She's got quite the bright voice. I think that's maybe the way I would describe her. She was touring with her new album, Live On, when she was diagnosed with it. She had the first time around breast cancer was in 92. So in 92 and 2002, so each of the last three decades, breast cancer spread to her shoulder. It's insidious stuff. I remember when Tony, my first and only wife, had it. It started in her back, actually. Breast cancer was first in her back, and then it went into her shoulder and her arm, and then it went into her brain, and then it went into her bones, and it's a miserable, horrible thing. And it takes so much to fight it. You got to really have a mental, you have to have a good team, you have to have a good attitude. She's taking cannabis oil for the pain. And this brings me around to thinking about some of the things that we have been talking about off and on here with an eye toward trying to figure out. You've heard the story about Elon Musk and the fact the Air Force may investigate him because he's a government contractor. He's been smoking pot. Well, who do you know who hasn't? Smart. Maybe I'm probably the only guy in captivity. Jennifer, you tried it once or twice, I think. Kara, I don't know whether you have.
No, just once.
Once, okay. And I know that Victoria, you said you dabbled in it a couple of times. I know my daughter tried it once. My son tried it a couple of times. I have no sense of, you know, what it's about to smoke pot. But I know that you look around, as you've heard me say many times, my mother died at 50 because she was an alcoholic. And I look at some of the impacts that have happened as a result of these legal substances like liquor. A lot of fraternities, by the way, this year and next apparently are going to crack down because they realize the effect of hard liquor on the fraternities, the members of the fraternities. There's been a number of alcohol-related deaths in these circumstances. There's a national umbrella organization for fraternities that said that over the next year, hundreds of fraternities are not going to serve alcohol above 15%. What's the average? I mean, this is my naivete. What's the average if you're drinking
that
wine
would just
or
be
you're drinking
hard liquor? I mean, most beers are like 9% is a really high for a beer. Most of those around like
so. 5%. Is this so much about
wine?
Is this
no
nothing?
More than 15.
Yeah.
Is this a PR statement for the fraternity organization?
Beer and wine. I doubt that that's going to really work because people are going to want to drink whiskey and vodka and whatever, tequila, whatever else.
Yeah.
And I don't know if too many college kids are really into wine. I don't know. At least for me, I didn't get into wine.
Well, but
if
you look back, though, over the last year, there have been pledges at LSU and Penn State, Florida State, dying after hazing incidents involving alcohol.
To me, the problem is more the culture than the alcohol, though, because you can drink alcohol responsibly. I drank alcohol in college, and I never blacked out. I was never at risk of dying. I think the issue is more that they keep drinking and drinking and drinking until they pass out on the floor, and you can do that with beer and wine, too. So something's got to change in the culture of how they deal with alcohol, not what kind of alcohol they're drinking.
In fact, I'd actually go on a limb, and maybe it's just personal experience with my family, but beer consumption, I think, seems to be the way alcohol... You know, it used to always be that alcoholics would be seen with vodka because it's odorless, and maybe that still happens. But the people that I know that are the hardcore alcoholics, beer, just tons, tons of it.
My mother would go through a case of beer a day in some circumstances. Wow. That's a lot of beer.
It's, And family too.
So let's connect the dots a little bit further here, if we can, because... we go from alcohol, we're talking, I'm going to circle back around a pot in a minute, but you go from alcohol and then you look at the use of OxyContin and some of these other drugs that are way out of control. I mean, out of control. So I thought it was interesting that the maker of OxyContin is going to fund a cheaper overdose reversal drug. Purdue Pharma, which makes OxyContin, announcing that it's funding the development of a cheaper opioid antidote. They're providing a $3 million grant to Harm Reduction Therapeutics to speed up the production of an inexpensive over-the-counter version of naloxone, which is a nasal spray. And naloxone counteracts the effects of an opioid overdose. Hey, how about we just stop prescribing opioids? Why do we have to have an antidote to it? Well, I mean, think about this. Just another way for these people to make money.
Yeah, but there's so many, there's so much black market stuff now. Unfortunately, of opioids. Unfortunately, there is a need for that drug Narcan, which is the counterpart to whatever this new one that they're going to make. That saved Demi Lovato's life. Yep. Her assistant gave it to her in enough time. We do need it.
Yeah. How much of a problem this is. I think we're lucky enough, the four of us here are lucky enough to not realize about the opioid crisis, but there was
a whole
apartment complex in Glendale. I was just reading about it in the paper on Sunday in Los Angeles. Like half of the apartment complex, it was in the hospital, and like four of them died because they were all doing fentanyl in this place. I mean, it was apartment after apartment after apartment. Imagine that. Ugh.
Yeah. So let's now circle back around to the discussion of cannabis. Thinking this is sort of triggered when I saw that Olivia Newton-John is using these various things that come from hemp and from cannabis. The oil that takes care of the pain and people using that. There's a move afoot. It's just beginning to use marijuana and cannabis to relieve pain instead of using opioids. So I thought it was interesting when somebody who heard me talking about this last week, a guy named Big Mike, sent this to me. He says there are a number of people talking about the medical uses for cannabis. I thought I'd send this along to you. Cannabis can be used for pain relief. Cannabis can be used for post-traumatic stress disorder. Cannabis is used for nausea and vomiting. Helps with appetite stimulation. Medical cannabis for asthma, glaucoma, a sleep aid. Cancer, as Olivia Newton-John mentioned, and it's being used now by doctors to manage epilepsy, reducing seizures in people who have severe forms of epilepsy. And people who have had severe concussions in sports, according to an Israeli research project, that's where this guy got the information from an outfit in Israel, they're using cannabis as a treatment for traumatic brain injury as well because it reduces the swelling. So you can say what you will. Yeah, I thought the whole thing was interesting. I think that people will come to realize this fairly soon. And I'm just tired of seeing all of the focus on these serious drugs.
Yeah.
And, you know, people say, well, marijuana is a gateway drug and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm not here. I'm not. I
personally have never found that to be true. With any of my friends or anything that I've said, I've never found that to be true.
It probably is. And
yeah, it depends on your chemical makeup. Exactly.
People, it's
yeah.
The same thing when people can drink a glass or two of wine and not 14 bottles in one sitting. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know, it's
everybody's
NFL,
chemistry is different. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're talking about the traumatic brain stuff and CTE. A lot of NFL players have been trying to lobby the NFL to allow for medical marijuana use for pain instead of having them take opioids.
Don't they do the drug tests? It won't show up as negative because they do drug tests.
Right.
Those guys.
So, but the NFL won't budge on that. So
nah,
I don't know.
Their core constituency doesn't like it. All right, well, let's have a good thought for Olivia Newton-John, who's contributed so much to the musical world. 46 past the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Lightning can spark a fire in seconds, so today I'll show you how to protect your belongings by covering them in a fireproof blanket fort. All you need is a hammer, nails, and 700 fireproof blankets. Upon completion, you'll notice your apartment isn't just fireproof, it's also extremely cozy.
You could try to protect your valuables with a fireproof blanket fort, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Beauty's biggest event is here. Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, with new beauty steals every single day for 21 days. That's 50% off our most loved brands like Tarte and Anastasia. So come in today and tomorrow. And let's be real, with deals like these, you'll want to stop in every day. So hurry in, they go fast. 21 Days of Beauty ends September 22nd. Only at Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
All right, so we were looking or talking about words. The new Merriam-Webster Dictionary has a word, mansplain, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Dates back to 2008. It's a new entry defining a man explaining something to a woman in a condescending way. Mansplain, 10 before the hour.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Good day to those of you who are interested in your health and well-being. Happy to provide the services of a couple of really great doctors here on the program. One of them is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who runs a chiropractic institute, sort of, in a manner of speaking. He studies your body and the bodies of the people that come to him. He's a Nuka chiropractor taking care of upper cervical needs, that is your neck, your head, and all that good stuff. And as I like to introduce him, you know, it's if you're on the air a lot, people say, I know who he is, but there are new people all the time, and there are movements and programs, so I like to explain who the people are who are here. Now, Jack would like to explain the serious dangers. We were just talking about cannabis oil, so let's unscrew that and go to canola oil. I don't think most people, Jack, know the difference between many of these oils. They really don't. They don't know saturated from unsaturated still after all these years of talking about these fats and olive oil and coconut oil and you name the oil. So let's get the skinny on canola oil.
Well, a recent report of findings in the journal Arteriosclerosis, a medically peer-reviewed journal called Thrombosis and Vascular Biology. They're taking a look at canola oil. Now, what kind of food never spoils? If there are, you know, you take the most popular corn chips and you see the big trucks going down the highway, the most popular corn chips, you put them in a bowl and sit them on top of your fridge, and a year later, I did this once, a year later, there is not a drop of mold on those chips. You know what? And so, if you're
remember the experiment about the McDonald's hamburger the guy did? He left it outside for a year and a half or something, and it was no different when he went back
to it.
Then,
no mold.
Yeah, no mold on it at all.
No mold. If the mold won't bother it, if the insects won't bother it, especially if the insects won't bother it, that should be a sign that something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And so what the grocers have found and the food packers have found is that if they use more and more of this canola oil, it greatly extends shelf life. Now, that's, you know, the good news for the food industry. The bad news is this dramatically raises your body's blood coagulation factor. And in this study, they were saying it increases the risk of death from heart disease and stroke. And when humans consume this stuff, and they were doing it on animals, and they did it in, as they watched humans, it leads to real high cholesterol levels in the blood, fatty plaque buildup inside the blood vessels. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, whether or not canola is free of pesticides or processing, or whether or not it's organic. I mean, they even got some organic canola oil out there. This increased coagulation, in other words, the clotting factor, the propensity of your body to develop clots when it shouldn't be, is greatly enhanced by using this stuff. And because every time Mary, it's almost embarrassing, but I commend her for doing this, my wife. Every time we go to a restaurant that's new, she'll ask you, what kind of oil are you frying?
Yeah, I remember being at lunch with you guys, and that's the first thing she asks. Always.
Yeah. Well, there's a French restaurant in town that fries in lard and peanut oil.
Really?
But
how come you haven't taken me there?
Oh, you cost too much. Maybe we'll go there the next time you're in town.
Okay, all right.
But even five-star restaurants now, their excuse is because canola oil is tasteless, then the taste of the food that's fried in these oils comes through much more better. Right. Much clearer.
Much more better.
So,
much better.
Anyway, canola oil, stay away from it as much as you'd stay away from anything else that's poisonous to the human body.
Jack was talking about Doritos earlier.
Well, I didn't want to say the name.
Why not? All right, let's talk about a brand name that's very good. In the weight loss department, Jack and I have both experienced the benefits of Calitrin. Calitrin, it's good because it works together with, well, basically its main ingredient is collagen.
Yes.
So that's the way you develop lean, healthy muscle, and the muscle pushes out the fat and you burn it off. That's how you lose the weight. But it's also good for treating arthritis, acid reflux. It's great for joint support. That's what collagen is good for. So as you get older, your body stops producing collagen naturally, so you supplement. That's what Calitrin does. So you lose weight. Your joints function better. Your acid reflux that has aloe in it. It's all kinds of things that'll make everything better functionally in your body and help you lose weight. Almost seems too good to be true. Try it. You'll see for yourself. Go to toploss.com and order Calitrin and use the DJV code. Save 10% on Calitrin at toploss.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.